probably talking about that it's Friday. That's right, it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Welcome to the start of the weekend. That's exciting, but we don't want you to get started with your weekend yet until you participate in this show. This is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and like we always say informally, and you. But you are the key person, and we need to hear from you because we've got an interesting topic today that we are, Jerry, I'm super excited about because we already got a lot of comments overnight about this particular prayer practice, Jerry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you all are probably familiar with the name Blessed Solanus Casey. He was a Capuchin Franciscan priest, recently beatified along with Father Stanley Rother. I think he was a Marinole priest out of the state of Oklahoma. Solanus Casey is from the Midwest, I think originally from Wisconsin, but now most recognized from being from Michigan, the Detroit area, I believe. Spent a good number of years in Huntington, Indiana, near our friends at Redeemer Radio, and he had indeed a beautiful prayer practice where he would thank God in advance. He would encourage people, okay, whatever you're praying for, thank God for the outcome of that right now, that God is going to answer that prayer. Have you ever done that before? Do you think you could do that? Would you have the faith to do that? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
And Blessed Solanus Casey's prayer practice of thanking God in advance was so beautiful and so pure and a great lesson, a great exercise in trust, right? A trust that God is listening to our prayers and answering our prayers. Padre Pio felt the same way. So did Mother Teresa. Many saints did as well. Okay, so it's important that we start, you know, these wonderful, holy men and women of God, they are our role models, right? And we are to look to them to see how they advance their spiritual life so that it can help us as well. How many times do we beg, we plead with God, please answer this prayer. But we're never thinking, like Jerry said, about the outcome, that God is listening, God is hearing our prayers, and God is already at work on our behalf. Please, folks, let's talk about this and have a very energetic discussion about this as we go into the weekend. And hopefully, see, Jerry and I, we are very on purpose with this. We plan topics on Friday so that you could go into your families and your friends, because if you're going out like on Saturday night, maybe for dinner with friends or something like that, or your neighbors, you can talk about it. Okay, so this is stuff, material, spiritual material you can use to talk about in your homes. So please weigh in. You do not have to be Catholic to call in. We consider you part of the Take Two family if you're listening right now. The number to dial is 833-288-3986. And Rich is waiting to answer your call.
Yeah, this really touches upon, I think you mentioned trust, Debbie. And we'd love to hear from anyone who might be listening right now. Do you have trouble believing that God will answer your prayers? Maybe you have trouble really trusting that he's even hearing your prayers. You know, sometimes we feel a little bit discouraged, especially if he's delayed in responding or answering, but it comes down to trust. So talk about your trust, your level of trust in God in answering the prayers. And also, this touches upon an interesting dynamic, and that is really being abandoned to whatever God's will is. How do we reconcile what Blessed Solanus Casey told us to do, and that is thank God in advance? How do we kind of juxtapose that with saying, okay, God, your will be done? We always want to say, God, your will be done. And in that case, Debbie, in a certain sense, God always answers our prayers one way or the other.
You know the Express Novena, Mother Teresa's Express Novena, the Flying Novena? Mm-hmm. She prayed 9 memoraries, and then she added a 10th memorari. Why? She was thanking the Blessed Mother ahead of time. You know, and it's just, Jerry, when I think about that, think of the comfort that brings, that you already know that the heavenly realm is responding, is listening. Remember Padre Pio says, pray, hope, and don't worry. Worry is useless. God is merciful and will hear and answer your prayers. Okay, it's really true. It's not just that we're putting these things out into the universe, you know, praying and just hoping that hopefully God hears us, you know, amongst all the other things he's got to do, right? It really is true. It's a direct connection to the divine. I love prayer. Can you tell? I love prayer. You know how you know I love prayer? Because my hands start moving in a rapid pace, and that's how you know I'm very excited about something. If you're on if you see me on video, that's just my normal way of talking, folks. So I'm not like yelling or anything. I just move my hands a lot.
Well, we all should be excited about prayer, and we all should be excited to go into prayer again with that abandonment to whatever God's will is, knowing that that is what is in our best interest. God always answers our prayers according to what we truly, truly need. So how well do we do that? That's what we're talking about today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. It's your program, and it is the Friday, as Debbie said, to kind of head into the weekend with some food for thought, food for prayer at 833-288-3986, talking about Blessed Solanus Casey's exhortation to his spiritual children to give thanks to God in advance. When you start praying for something, add on, God, thank you. I thank you in advance for this. I've started doing that in my devotion to St. Joseph, Debbie, because of the consecration to St. Joseph. Mm-hmm. And he could, because I took like St. Teresa of Avila up on her challenge. She says, never have I gone to St. Joseph and asked for something that he didn't grant for me. And I've tried to incorporate that into my own life. Well, if the saints can do that, of course, in and through the power of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, how much more will God grant us our heart's desires? The Bible talks about that.
Mm-hmm. And I want to just clarify something because people are trying to learn about prayers. You know, I was listening to Catholic radio very early this morning, and a lady had called in and she said, you know, I'm not sure, do I have to say a certain amount of prayers, or do I have to say them this way or that way? You know, people are very, they want to do it the right way. Well, you know, it's coming from your heart to God's, right? It is not a trick. It is not some kind of manipulation of prayer or trying to somehow you're going to get something if you acknowledge that God can do it or anything like that. It is not some kind of manipulation, okay? This is a pure love, a pure connection, talking to God, asking God, connecting with God, and knowing that God is there and is with us and for us, okay? But we must be in alignment with his will, okay? Because it's we must be of an acceptance place for God's will to dominate. Right? Not our own selfish desires, but God's. So that's a key component to this. Let's talk about it. If you have something to say about it, now's the time to call in. Don't wait and don't get started with your weekend yet. 833-288-3986. This is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you.
We're so glad you're with us here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio, and the other members of the show team do a great job to help make this show what it is every day, just like you, the listeners, do. We have Michael Birchfield, our producer. We have Jeff Burson on social media, and today Rich Jesse is in for Ryan Penny on the phones. So you'll talk to Rich when you call 833-288-3986 and share your thoughts on thanking God ahead of time, like Blessed Solanus Casey told us that we ought to do in our prayers. We're going to go to the phones in just a minute. I want to mention something. This is really an amazing resource, actually a set of resources from EWTN's religious catalog. It's the Our Lady of Lourdes Rosary Special. All right, listen up. This gift package set includes a 150th anniversary Lourdes Rosary, Our Lady of Lourdes Tapestry Rosary Pouch, and the DVD, Lourdes with the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word. The rosary is made of clear crystal glass beads with a polished pewter center and crucifix. The centerpiece features an image of Our Lady of Lourdes and Saint Bernadette on the back, holds a piece of cloth touched to the rock upon which Our Lady appeared. The spacious pouch features an image of Our Lady of Lourdes and Saint Bernadette on one side, and on the reverse, stitched in gold thread, is the prayer, Hail Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us sinners. And of course, I mentioned the DVD as well. You'll travel with Father Joseph Mary Wolfe and Father John Paul Mary Zeller to the Sanctuary of Lourdes for this personal analysis of the miraculous events that occurred there. It's available now at EWTNRC.com. Free standard shipping in the U.S., continental U.S. for online orders, $75 or more. That's standard shipping. Use code FREE at checkout. Get this gift resource set for somebody who maybe just came into the church or still has yet to be confirmed, or a wedding gift for somebody coming up. That's EWTNRC.com.
Speaking about that, looking ahead, on Monday, our show is Why Did You Become Catholic at This Year's Easter Vigil? So if you just came into the church, welcome home. Welcome to the family. We're a mess, but we love it. No, no, we're not a mess. You know what I mean. We're
sinful. Well, as Father Benedict Rochelle used to say, come on in, it's awful.
I know, I love that. I loved him. He was so, God rest his soul. What a beautiful man. Okay, but what if you came into the church, start thinking about it, and then call us on Monday, okay? On Monday, why did you become Catholic? We want to learn. We want to grow. We have a couple open phone lines, and we need you to fill those up before so we can have a very robust discussion. 833-288-3986. And I just have to say, please forgive me, folks. It's Friday, okay? I'm punchy on Fridays. What can I say? Jerry, you crack me up. You totally sound like a sports announcer when you're announcing our show team. And on the show team, we have Michael Birchfield. He's our producer. And we got Rich in for Ryan Penny. It's
and
hilarious.
Our sideline reporter is...
You can totally tell you turn on your sports announcing when you're doing that. That is so cool. I want to hear you call a game. Or is that how you say it? Call a game?
Call whatever, a game, what, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really, I'm very sorry to say I don't have any old tapes of me doing high school or college football or basketball. Well, we used to get this. I'm going to date myself. We used to broadcast them, and we would record them on reel-to-reel. So even if I had the reel-to-reels now, I wouldn't have any machine to play them on. So
My dad left us one when he died.
Oh, is that right? I
come yeah, over you to can your house. Have it. It's yeah. taken up a big space in the garage. Oh. No, seriously, you can have it. I have no idea what to do with it. Is it worth anything?
Yeah, there are collectors who would love to have something like that. Yeah.
Really? Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. Well, I'm going to tell my husband that. So much for collecting that stuff. Okay,
don't throw it in the trash.
So we have a couple open phone lines. If you feel prompted by the Spirit to weigh in on this, on prayer, living out God's will, thanking God in advance, now is the time. Now is the time. Don't wait much longer. Now is the time to call in 833-288-3986. And Rich has his hand right on the handset, ready to go. And he'll talk to you for a few minutes. You get to listen live, put you on hold, and you'll be on the air in just a few minutes. Just like David in Birmingham, Alabama. He was first up listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, David. Welcome.
Hello. How are you guys?
Great. How are you?
Doing well.
Doing very well. Doing good. I had a few comments about the topic today. And the first thing that I thought about was how we are to have a thankful heart and a thankful spirit, and that pleases the Lord. And I know that there is scripture, I believe it's in Thessalonians, where we're instructed, where it says, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And so we know that it pleases the Lord when we have a thankful heart and a thankful spirit. And I believe that scripture gives us a model in Jesus Christ himself in praying, as you guys kind of alluded to, the balance of maybe of praying according to his will, but then also letting our request, you know, and understanding beforehand. And I think the key is just thinking out loud to really being thankful beforehand is understanding that he knows what's best for us, even if he does not answer the prayer in the manner in which we think that he should, but just trusting that he knows best for us, even if it's not answering the prayer in the way that that we wanted him to. And I think about Christ when he was on the cross, and, you know, he asked the Lord to take this cup from him, but then he said, but not my will, but thy will be done. And to me, that is just the picture of his humanity, and also in him saying, take this cup from me, but then understanding that what his purpose was to come and to die for the sins of mankind, and that he knew that that was the will of the Father for him to be crucified.
Yeah, absolutely. Great comments, David. You remind me of a phrase that I use sometimes when we tend to look at God as sort of a vending machine, you know, who's going to just give us whatever it is that we ask for. I refer to it as he's not a gumball God. You know, we don't put a quarter in and a gumball. We know that a gumball is going to come out. It's what we put the quarter in for. We have to be, like you said, open to whatever God's will is. And that passage you were referring to is in Philippians. Philippians chapter 4, and it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." And then the following verse, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." If we want that peace, then we need to present our prayers and petitions with that thanksgiving. And I'm reminded of a passage in Luke chapter 11 as well. He says, "Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion?" So we know that our God is going to give us something good, something that is for our good. It just may not be quite exactly what we were asking for or hoping for. Debbie, what do you think?
I completely agree. And David, thank you so much for weighing in on this. I just wanted to say this about prayer, because when I worked with junior high and high school students, they would ask this all the time. They would almost be apprehensive or, you know, hesitant or afraid to express their own feelings because they didn't want to do anything wrong in God's eyes. You know, God wants us to have a relationship, a union, a real divine union with Him, right? Our hearts are restless until they rest in you, St. Augustine, right? So here is an important element that you bring into the conversation, David, and you as well, Jerry. And that is, you know, should we be voicing our own, you know, feelings and thoughts and what we want? Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a relationship. That's a relationship. If we are just going to be like robotic and we're just going to do everything that we know, quote unquote, is like the proper thing to do, is that really, are we really being authentically who we were created to be? No. You know, our personalities, God created us. He knows every hair on our heads. Okay. He knows everything about us. He created us uniquely in the image and likeness. Okay. And so it's absolutely in the image and likeness of God. So it's absolutely amazing for us to show that, because it shows how much we are using our humanly, you know, attributes, our characteristics, to connect with the divine God. Amazing. So I just want to say to folks, please be real in prayer. Be real. You know, some people say, "I'm really angry with God right now." Be real. Share that. Share everything, because I think that's where we really get to the deeper level of intimacy. You know, intimacy, into me you see. Intimacy is a beautiful thing, and especially when it relates to God. What do you think, David?
I think those are great comments, and I'm in full agreement with you guys. One of the things that I was thinking about as far as asking for the proper things, I think about the scripture that says, "Set your affection on things above," or "Set your attention on things above, not on things of this earth." And so I think if we are focused on the Lord and trying to keep our mind, by the power of the Holy Spirit, thinking about spiritual things and keeping our mind set on the things that they ought to be on as a child of the Most High God, then our request will be things that are pleasing unto the Lord, and they will not be as earthly. And not to say that there's anything wrong with praying for anything. As a matter of fact, we're commanded, you know, the Lord says that we are to cast all of our cares upon Him. And so, you know, we are to everything. And so that's the little things, that's the big things, that's the grandmother's little toe that got hurt, that's, you know, that's the child that has cancer, and that's something as simple as, "Lord, I need you to help me with my bills," or, you know, so yes, I think that we should absolutely, everything we need to place in the Lord's hands, and just as He says, "My burden is light and my yoke is easy." And that's not a suggestion from the Lord. It's a command to cast all our cares upon Him. And really, that's communion to me, is whenever you are in that relationship by the power of the Holy Spirit, able to commune with the Lord and talk to Him. And I think that the closer that relationship becomes, then our prayer life will look different than maybe it did when we first came to know the Lord.
Mm. Very articulate words, David. Thank you so much for joining us here on the broadcast today. We appreciate that. Right from there in Birmingham, where EWTN is located, Irondale, of course. Take two with Jerry and Debbie. Call us again, David, sometime. We appreciate that. Listening on Guadalupe Radio Network.
Excellent. Thank you, David. God bless you. Now you can get started with your weekend, David. Thank you. Call us again, though. Jerry, we're also getting messages on YouTube and Facebook. Would you like to share?
Well, actually, we heard from Joanna, who is watching the video stream on YouTube. Hi, Joanna, and everybody there. She brought up what you brought up early in the broadcast. She says, Saint Mother Teresa, Saint Teresa of Calcutta, would pray the express novena. That is 9 memorares, actually 10. And as Joanna points out, she always prayed a 10th memorare in thanksgiving, confident that her prayers would be answered. Thanking God in advance is great faith, Joanna says.
I love it. Thank you, Joanna. Thank you so very much. You can weigh in by social media. Leave your comments. Jeff Burson is right there, ready to pick them up. He is so amazing and very, so quick. I've never seen anything so fast. All you got to do is leave your comments there on YouTube or Facebook. You can also email us, take2@EWTN.com. You can also text us. You text the letters EWTN to 55000. Now wait for a response and then put your first name in, how you're listening, and then your comment. And we will happily add that to the discussion. But see, we want multiple ways for you to weigh in, but we need your takes on this, because this is how we learn and grow. You are the catechists here. This is where the faithful have a safe platform, a worldwide platform to speak. So let's use it wisely. Fill up those phone lines, 833-288-3986.
Okay, let's go to Ramon, who is in Orlando, Florida, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Ramon. Welcome to Take Two.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you, Ramon?
How are you guys doing? I'm okay. Yeah. I loved what you're saying about praying, because I've been praying for a long time, but and nothing happened, and the whole community is praying for me. Because I'm sick, I got terrible headache. I can't sleep in the nighttime for weeks, and I've been praying for a long time, and nothing happened. Now I feel like I don't want to pray anymore.
Okay.
Because for so long, about 15 years, I've been praying. To feel better, and I know the whole community is praying for me too, because they know that I'm sick, but nothing happened. I feel sometimes like God's not listening to me, and I feel like I don't want to pray anymore.
Yeah. Tell you what, Ramon, we are going to get a break here in less than a minute. Please stay on the line. I have some thoughts. I know that Debbie does as well. We're talking with Ramon in Orlando, Florida. He's been praying for many, many years about many things, his health especially, in particular, can't sleep at night. And Ramon, you just said you're not sure you even want to pray anymore. So we'll tackle this with you here in just a minute, because God is there. He is hearing your prayers. Why He is delaying, we don't know. Maybe we can examine that a little bit. But in the meantime, we have some phone lines open at 833-288-3986. Take two with Jerry and Debbie on this Friday, talking about thanking God in advance for our prayers. What about you? Have you waited and waited and waited for God to answer a prayer? Maybe you got that answer. Call in, give Ramon some encouragement. 833-288-3986.
We're talking today on Take Two about about thanking God in advance for the prayers that you are asking God and the requests and the intentions, and then thanking God in advance that He is hearing your prayers and answering your prayers. Very important prayer practice. Blessed Solanus Casey always practiced it. So did Mother Teresa. Many other saints, Padre Pio, many saints did it. And we should as well. So we're talking to Ramon in Orlando, Florida, who's listening on Sirius XM 130. And Ramon, a couple things you said that really jumped out at me, and I just want to offer you a new prayer strategy if you're open. Are you open?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. First of all, are you a baptized a Catholic Christian? Are you baptized?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Okay, so Ramon, here's usually what happens. You've got people around you that are praying for you, and that is a beautiful thing. They are doing their part as the mystical body of Christ. Okay. And you are doing your part by praying to God, but you're getting weary. You're getting tired because you're not seeing the results that you need and you want. So here's what you may want to do. You may want to have a new strategy. Okay. First, go to regular confession if you can. Once every week or 2 weeks, once a month, go to confession. Try to remove any obstacles that lead you into any type of sin that is a serious sin. Okay, try to get to daily mass. Try if you can't get to adoration, Ramon. Go look on EWTN has live adoration. There's adoration apps all over the place, and spend that quality time with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Okay, so and then Ramon, ask your guardian angel to help you with this. And they will also pick up some of the weight of that as well, because they are praying for you, okay? And they are praying with you. And so it's a new strategy. And then I want you to add one more thing, Ramon, and that is fasting, okay? Fasting, because fasting breaks strongholds. And if there's anything around you that is a block, Ramon, that is stopping you from having that restful sleep and that life that you want, and you know, to have that abundant life and life to the full, like scripture tells us, well, fasting can help break anything that is blocking that. And fasting doesn't mean you starve yourself, and it doesn't mean you know go without bread and water and you're just, you know, kind of groveling along and trying to make it. No, just remove something that's a luxury that you have always just indulged in, and use that as a time for fasting. I really believe this recipe, Ramon, produces some profound effects in people's lives. It actually enlightens a lot of their mind because the angels, the guardian angels, are there to help illuminate our minds and strengthen our will. And when you put all of that together, Ramon, you almost always have a recipe for success. What do you think?
Yeah, I was thinking about it, but maybe I pray, but I don't do anything. Just pray, and that's it. I think if I fast, like you say, and go to confession, you know, I think that's going to be. I guess that way, God kind of listen to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Try that. And we're going to pray as well, Ramon, because you have a family here with Take Two. Okay. So we're going to pray. And if you do your part, your other friends and family members are doing their part by praying for you. Keep us posted, Ramon. I really believe in my heart of hearts, you're going to see some mini miracles in your life. I just feel it. Okay. Will you keep us posted?
Thank you. Yes, I do. Yeah. I call you back. All right.
Okay. Yeah, and don't forget, Ramon, about what we're talking about today too. Thank God in advance, and we don't know how long in advance is, but God is with you. Your guardian angel will help you, like Debbie said, and to do those things that Debbie mentioned there. But just be sure to, you know, give thanks to God. Give thanks in all things. You know, all St. Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice, and I don't say that as someone who, I don't find suffering easy, Ramon, myself, especially things like if I'm losing sleep and stuff like that, I get a little cranky, you know, so I can relate to what you're going through. But anyway, what do you think? You're going to be able to give thanks to God that He's going to do something for you?
Yes, I'm going to do that, yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Awesome.
I'm going to do it, yeah. All right. Thank you very much. I listened to your station, you know, for a long time. So I feel much better when I listen, I listen to you. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, Ramon. Be at peace, brother. Know that you got a lot of people praying for you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye, Ramon. Thank you.
Oh,
beautiful soul. Yes, he is wonderful. And you know what? He brings to the table what a lot of us feel sometimes. We get tired. You know, we're begging and begging and begging God for things, right? We get tired. Well, sometimes we have to change it up a bit and look at things a little differently. And you'll see that it produces profound effects in our spiritual lives. We should write a book on this, actually. This is actually really good. What do you think? Oh, wait a minute. We are writing a second book.
We are, actually, yeah.
Did we decide? Should we announce what it's on? Should we announce it?
You certainly may.
Addiction.
Okay.
Addiction. Yes. We're gonna tap into the Take-Two family to help us on addiction. So if you have something that you want to be interviewed on, we're going to be interviewing all of the Take-Two family and then compiling this amazing story on an inside look on addictions with a Catholic perspective. And so if you have any interest in being part of this second book by EWTN Publishing, please email us, take2@EWTN.com. We're super excited. We're going to try really hard to hopefully get it out by the end of the year. I don't even know if that's possible, but we're going to try.
We'll thank God in advance for that. If you're wondering, well, gee, you're talking about a second book. What was the first book? Well, that was Trustful Surrender, Stories of Grace Amidst Crisis. We had members of the Take-Two family share their own personal stories of loved ones who left the faith. Some have come back. Some have not yet come back. It's kind of like this real life, good, bad, ugly type of book. And it's available from EWTNRC.com. If you have anyone you know who's away from the faith, you're worried about them, you're praying for them, hopefully you're thanking God in advance for their return to the faith, because people do come back to the faith. Get a hold of our book, Trustful Surrender, from EWTNRC.com, and you will find that, I think, that glimmer of hope that maybe you're looking for.
I totally agree. Okay, CM is on the road in West Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. I hope you're on Bluetooth, CM, or you're pulled over to the side of the road. Which way is it?
I hope you can hear me okay. No, I'm safe. I'm on Bluetooth. No traffic. It's all good. West Texas is a lonely place sometimes, other than the tumbleweed. So, you know, Debbie, I just wanted to mention something. I was listening to Ramon, and I was also listening to what you told Ramon. I must say, I got a little bit emotional what you were telling him, because it was almost like you were talking to me. And I have to say that, Ramon, if you're still listening, maybe it was God's will that you have millions of Catholic radio listeners now part of the body of Christ to pray for you. That's a wonderful thing. But the reason I'm calling as well is just to admit that sometimes I feel that my prayers are not answered. I do go to confession regularly, almost every week, but I don't fast. But some of the things you mentioned to Ramon, I felt were very doable, very realistic. And I just wanted to say thank you. And I love your show. And I listen to you guys all the time.
Oh, CM, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I do receive the wonderful kind words and compliments. But, you know, really, honest to goodness, we pray before each and every show to the Powerhouse 7. We believe the Holy Spirit is guiding this show. It has been for almost 6 years. So really, I'm going to transfer your wonderful thank yous to the Holy Spirit, because that's truly, and that's how the Holy Spirit works, Sam. That's how God is trying to reach us each and every time. We are willing to listen. And you're right. You're right. Absolutely. You are spot on. Ramon calling in has helped thousands of souls. And by you calling in and affirming that, okay, that helps Ramon keep going. That helps you keep going and many other souls. And that's how the mystical body of Christ works. So thank you for acknowledging that. Thank you for being Holy Spirit prompted to call in and to share that, because we need more of that, CM. Here's what's happening. The world is telling us, oh, be on your own little island. You know, do everything on your own. You don't need anybody. You can do everything by yourself. That's not true. We need each other and we deserve each other and we need to be there for one another. And fasting is key. Even in small doses, you'll see major, major effects in your own personal lives. What do you think, Jerry?
It's the body of Christ in action, really. When one body, when one member of the body is suffering, really the whole body suffers in a certain sense. So I'm so glad that you called in, CM, and said what you said. And yeah, it's just beautiful that, you know, the whole Take Two family, like you said, Debbie, the Holy Spirit-driven nature of this program. See, CM, you happen to be tuning in today. Ramon happened to be tuning in. You both happen to call in. It's a great you know, mix. God mixes it all together here on the airways, and we have our little part to play in it, but not much more than that. So, what do you think?
No, absolutely. And Jerry, you're cool too.
Oh, thanks.
I'm so glad you said that, CM, because after we finished the broadcast, he would have said, do you think CM liked me too? And you said that. See how wonderful that is? You gave him a gift.
Well, I appreciate both of you, and God bless you guys. And Ramon, if you're still listening, God bless you. And as soon as I'm done with this call, I'll pray for you.
Oh, thank you, CM. What a great brother in Christ you are. Thank you. And I know Ramon is probably very moved right now himself. Thank you, CM. 833-288-3986. We're going to get to Valerie in a second. I just have to share this quick little story. It's a complete aside, but this is back when I was hosting Catholic Answers Live in the very early days. And a lot of people, well, everybody was excited to talk to the apologists. You know, Debbie, if Carl Keating was on the air, Jimmy Akin, Tim Staples, you know, those are the people they were calling in to talk to, not me. I was just the host of the program. So I would say, okay, you know, Bob, welcome to the program. Yeah, hey, Carl, you know, my question is, and just do this end run right around me, you know. Right. So we developed this playful little rule. You had to greet the host before you could actually get on the air and get to the apologist. It was an inside joke. We didn't really make people do that, but
that's hilarious. That was must have been fun days. How many years did you host and you created and hosted the program?
About the first 10
wow,
years.
Wow,
so.
10 years.
Yeah, it's wow. Been a long time ago. Don't ask me. Don't ask me how long.
Can I just share something really quickly? I just want to remind folks, because there's plenty of time. We're only at April 16th. Inspired by Faith Book and Fellowship Club, our wonderful group, a Facebook group that's headed by Gigi. She does a fabulous job. We're reading Spiritual Warfare, Discernment of Spirits by Dan Burke. This is a great book. I'm holding it up. You can see that I'm reading it. Jerry's reading it as well. And so is the whole 300 plus members. So you can get your book and join us. All you have to do is go to standtalltoday.com, click on the book tab and join us. Gigi is waiting to welcome you. Okay, Jerry, I did my part. And this is probably the last time I'm going to probably mention it this month, because this will probably be, it's getting close to the end of the month. So people need to get it today if they want to join our group.
Yeah, it's my my book for spiritual reading during my prayer time this month, so I'm looking forward to the end of the month chat about that. And the book is available at EWTNRC.com, EWTNRC.com, Spiritual Warfare, Discernment of Spirits by Dan Burke. Okay, Valerie, give us one more second here. I want to mention another show on EWTN Radio that I think has become one of the most important shows that we could have on Catholic radio, and I think you'll understand why when I tell you what it is. It's called Doctor Doctor. It's Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, and it's a group of doctors in the Fort Wayne, Indiana area, and they have guests on from all over the country, maybe around the world, talking about medical issues, bioethics, the coronavirus, all kinds of things that are in the news and important to us in our lives today. And this week, cardiologist Dr. Dave Kaminskas will share the most important information about what you need to know about heart disease, what causes it, how to know when it's a problem, and how to prevent it. That's Dr. Doctor, Saturday mornings, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, on many of these same EWTN stations.
And speaking of stand tall today, one of our certified life coaches, who I understand is very popular right now with a lot of clients, is Valerie. And Valerie is on the line. She's going to share a personal story about her life. She's from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and she's listening on the EWTN app. Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Hello. Yes. One day I was doing my hair, combing my hair at the end of the night like I normally do. And something didn't feel right, so I called my girls and I asked them, what's going on with my hair? It wasn't where I could see it. And they say, you got a hole in your head. I'm like, what? So I took the mirror and I couldn't really see, but what I could understand was that my hair came out. And so from there came a process of doctors, and I had to pray. But what was very difficult for me is I'm old school. So I remember some of the older women around me that would always say, your hair is your glory. And I would always get compliments on my hair. Well, because my hair was coming out, I went through this shame process. How dare I, you know, what will they say about me? What will they, you know, I didn't even want to go to church. I didn't even want to praise God. Like, I wanted to be close to God, but to be around people, and I felt like they were going to judge me. And so I started praying, I started thinking, and God showed me how to wear my hair. I would put on these really nice caps, not like a baseball cap, but a really nice cap to fit my clothing. And then I would have a little piece of my hair out, and I got so many compliments on that, and my hair was processing. It took 2 years. And I remember at one point when I started praying, and I got the feeling, it was already heard, and my prayer was, like, going on the ridiculous end because God had already heard me and it was in the process. So I started laughing and I just started thanking God. God had to show me my beauty. My beauty was totally revamped by what society had told me. And so God came in and God restored me. I was so focused on my hair, and God said, no, what I'm going to do is I'm going to totally renew you. I'm going to totally heal you. And Saint Maria Goretti, oh my goodness, I wore her just the necklace, oh my goodness, has just really helped me in restoring my life because I had so much of that childhood trauma. And so my hair's grown back, and God showed me what I was going to look like when my hair came back. And my hair looks full just like that. And I wear it just the way that God showed me. I'm so thankful that I went through this process and I wasn't just focused on my hair, that I allowed God to demonstrate my beauty. I allowed God to teach me, because I feel that from inside out, I am healed. When I look at my hair and I do my hair, it's different. When I put on my makeup, it's different. I didn't have energy. I now have that zest in life because I didn't have it in the beginning. I'm thinking, is this all there is to life? I'm so depressed. I just don't have it in me. I can run a mile right now. I can get off the phone and just take off running. And I thank God. I thank God for that. Oh, goodness. And St. Maria Goretti. Oh, I could just cry. But when I think about her story, and my little girl needed to hear her story, needed to connect with her. I love the saints. I'm Protestant, but I love the saints because they taught me how to heal. And I feel that they catch me by my hand. They walk with me. And I feel that they talk with me and they hug me, you know, and other individuals too. But it's a powerful endeavor. And I'll tell you, I was at a Catholic place one time, and I said, you know, I just want to know more. And she said, do you know about EWTN? And I said, no. When I came back home, it's been all about EWTN, Catholic radio. And I just absolutely love it. My hair is back. I thank God every day, because when I look at beauty, I don't look to my right. I don't look to my left. I look to God. And I'm so thankful. Like, God has told me how beautiful I am. I just cry when I talk about it. But, yes, that's my story.
Wow. Well, before I comment on that, I would say who wouldn't want to get at least a free consultation with Valerie or one of our other certified life coaches at standtalltoday.com. You can just hear her zest for life can really be transferred to you if you maybe you're lacking that or a little bit stuck in your own life. So think about that. We offer a great team of life coaches at standtalltoday.com. But I'm glad you mentioned the idea of inner beauty, Valerie, because I was making some notes here. I know Debbie takes notes during the show as well, and that's what I wrote down there. And you mentioned the saints too, St. Maria Goretti. And I know a lot of the saints would intentionally disfigure themselves. You know, they would wear their hair. They would cut, the women would, you know, just not have beautiful hair. Or they would, you know, if they just had this natural beauty and the world was kind of recognizing that about them, they wanted to be recognized for inner beauty. They wanted to experience more the inner beauty versus the exterior beauty. And so, yeah, the saints are a great role model for that. And a lot of them have really gone to, I think, some radical lengths, Debbie, to you know, to not be viewed by the world, you know, in a vain sort of way.
Right. And I, Valerie, thank you for sharing your story. And I love the love you have for the saints. That is so beautiful. I'm just wondering, did you get to see the story of St. Maria Goretti that was aired on EWTN just like a couple months ago? And I'm sure you could probably go on EWTNRC and get the actual video. It's a fabulous, EWTN did such a great job on making sure that we got to see that story. I don't know if you saw it when it was aired, Valerie.
I did. I saw it. I'd like to say one more thing, because as I'm sharing this, I'm purging. I'm crying. When God leads me, I just total surrender. And I need this purge. And I know some people may say, well, to cry is to maybe a form of weakness or it's a form of vulnerability. And I just want a total surrender. If I've been sharing this, I'm just crying. And if, as you know, it's a beautiful, these are beautiful tears. So I just, for me, I've had to realize that crying, I've had to reframe that thinking. And I've also had to say with God, I don't need a plan B, a plan C. You know, I had all of that. I only need God and only want God. And so this has been very helpful for me as I'm crying, talking. I know that I'm loved, and it just feels so free. And I get to thank God right now. Yeah. I don't have to wait on a Sunday. I get to thank God right now. Thank you.
Yeah,
my
praise
hair,
God.
Oh my goodness, everything. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, Valerie, where two or more are gathered, he is present. Okay, and it's so, you're right, and it's healing. And I could hear as you're speaking and you're talking about the cleansing, beautiful, joyful tears, the cleansing of that, it's freeing. And that's what God wants for us. I came for you to have life and to have it to the full. That's overflowing. That's abundance. Valerie, you are a precious soul. We just love working with you. You are an amazing person. And thank you for sharing today, because I know this because, oh, and Jerry knows it as well, too, because we get the emails. People will say afterwards, thank you for that call or Valerie, because it was happening for me. So Valerie, thank you for stepping up and making a difference today.
Thank you. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
God
Thanks,
bless you.
Valerie.
All right, we got about a minute and a half or so to get to Marge in Idaho. Marge, we want to get you on the program. Sorry to keep it short for you, but we wanted to hear what you had to say listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Marge.
Hi, Marge.
Hello. Okay, so I'm on my phone on my vehicle. Are you hearing the radio through that?
Nope, we hear you loudly and clearly.
Okay, great. So this is my story. We lost our second baby, a full-term baby. It was a real difficult delivery, lots of problems afterwards, infections, 10 days in the hospital. And subsequently, after not getting pregnant for several years, I was told that there would be no more children. There was a 1 in a million chance of ever having any more children. Well, when we lost the baby, the place that I went to was to the Lord, and I said, I know that you said, let the little ones come unto me, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And I know where that baby is, and there's nobody to blame. I know that you wanted that baby. And I was at total peace. 3 years later, went to Mass, and the readings were of Mary going to see her cousin Elizabeth and this old woman who had gotten pregnant. And I went home that night, and I fell down on my knees, and I said, Lord, if you could do it for that old lady, I know you can do it for me. Hmm. And lo and behold, 6 weeks later, I found out I was pregnant.
Wow.
And went to my doctor. He said, I'm not touching you. You've got problems. I can't handle this. Sent me to the expert. Well, Marge, it's nice that you're pregnant, but you won't carry this baby. And, you know, what? And they gave me all the medical stuff that was going to happen.
Real quick,
and
Marge.
Baby came at 7.5 months, and he is now 38 years old, almost 39. So praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord is right. What great faith you had, Marge, and what great surrender you had as well with the baby that you lost. We're so grateful for God. To God for what he's done in your life, and that we got you on the program today. We're hearing that music, so we're about to end the program, Marge, but God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for calling in Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Wow, what a great show. We share it with all your friends on Facebook, please. That's what we should use social media for. So until Monday, have a beautiful and blessed weekend, and St. Joseph, please pray for us. Love you guys. Love the Take Two family. See you soon.